This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Schizophrenia and Psychosis Action Alliance, shattering barriers to treatment, survival, and recovery. People with schizophrenia can recover and thrive. More at wecanthrive.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Both sides in the New York criminal trial of Donald Trump delivered their opening statements today. The former president is charged with falsifying business records to hide a payment to an adult film star before he was elected. Prosecutors said his conduct was election fraud, pure and simple. His lawyers said there's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. That's democracy. Trump denies all 34 counts. He spoke to reporters on his way out of court this morning, noting the trial's effect on his current campaign.
And you heard it today for the first time. This is what I got indicted over. This is what took me off and takes me off the campaign trail, because I should be in Georgia now. I should be in Florida now. I should be in a lot of different places right now campaigning, and I'm sitting here. And this will go on for a long time. It's very unfair.
The court announced today it will post transcripts of the trial on its website in the interest of providing access to the public. Students at Columbia University continue on-campus protests over the Israel-Hamas conflict. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo reports.
In a message from Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq, university students are being advised to stay off campus unless they live there. Classes have moved online for the day as police and peaceful protesters continue to occupy a chunk of the main campus. In the message, Shafiq says she believes tensions on campus have been, quote, exploited and amplified by individuals who are not affiliated with Columbia, who have come to campus to pursue their own agendas. She says the school now needs a reset. Students at campuses around the country, like Ohio State and UNC Chapel Hill, are setting up their own demonstrations around the conflict. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
Police in New Haven, Connecticut, say they arrested dozens of protesters this morning at Yale. As the cost of college continues to surge in the United States, vocational schools are making a comeback. NPR's Windsor Johnston spoke with one Generation Zer, who's among the growing number who are ditching four-year degrees for a skilled trade.
Cy Kirby was 19 years old when he decided that college wasn't in the cards for him or his bank account.
It was a lot of increased pressure for a guy that knew for a fact he wasn't going to college. I knew I wasn't going to go sit in a classroom, especially if I had to pay for it. I didn't learn that way.
Now at the age of 32, Kirby is using the skills he learned through a trade school to run his own construction company in Arkansas. According to the Education Data Initiative, the average cost of college in the U.S. has more than doubled in the 21st century. Meanwhile, the number of students enrolled in vocational-focused community college increased 16% from 2022 to 2023. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. China has announced the most substantial reorganization of its military in 8 years. It's created an information warfare division that will directly report to the country's Xi Jinping. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
The changes split out a military coordination body into three separate divisions, one of which is a new information support force that is overseen by the Central Military Commission. This is the Communist Party body coordinating China's military and which is headed by Xi Jinping. The military restructuring reflects the near total control Xi has over China's fighting forces. It also shows how China has invested much of its resources in upgrading its military, cyber, and communications technologies. China's state news agency Xinhua said the three new divisions were created to boost China's capabilities in cyber, information, and electronic warfare. Emily Fang, NPR News, Taipei, Taiwan.
Today is Earth Day, when citizens of planet Earth are encouraged to think about ways to protect it. Climate scientists warn of global warming caused largely by the burning of fossil fuels. Philip Orton is an ocean researcher at Stevens Institute of Technology in New Jersey. He says rising sea levels could have a huge effect on society and the economy.
It would completely transform coastal economies because entire, you know, large parts of states and even large parts of certain countries would start to become underwater.
President Biden is observing Earth Day by announcing the federal government will pay $7 billion for residential solar projects in low and moderate income neighborhoods. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.